So in other news, what is the message from the federal courts yesterday? A federal judge told violence-weary Chicagoans that its locally crafted regulations on legal gun sales were unconstitutional. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court in a Utah case threw into doubt hundreds of gay couples who got married in the past few weeks after a federal district judge declared Utah's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. In both cases, it looks like a collision between state preferences, local morality, and federal authority. In both cases, there will be local appeals. The Utah case is special, though, signaling that the Supreme Court may be facing a much bigger issue on gay marriage than it faced in the historic last term. For a look at the Utah case, we turn to Suzanne Goldberg, professor at Columbia Law School, where she's also director of the Center for Gender and Sexuality Law. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Is the Supreme Court trying to avoid a full decision on whether regulation of same-sex marriage constitutes an unconstitutional infringement of people's rights under, say, the 14th Amendment?
Of course, it's hard to know exactly what the Supreme Court is trying to do or avoid. But what is clear is that the question is coming to the court, whether states have to, consistent with the U.S. Constitution's promise of equality, offer marriage to same and different sex couples on the same basis.
What's going on in Utah is the district court basically affirmed a local court, and the Supreme Court has basically thrown a monkey wrench into what would have normally been a state regulatory litigation process, right?
That's pretty much it. The United States District Court judge declared that it was unconstitutional for Utah to exclude same-sex couples from marriage. The state then went and asked that judge to stay his decision, meaning to put it on hold, and he said no. They went up to the Federal Court of Appeals for that region, and that court, too, said, no, we're not going to put the lower court decision on hold because we don't think – well, they didn't actually give a reason, but usually the reason for not putting a decision on hold is that we want to let the process go through. The decision below, we'll let it stand and we'll hear the appeal in the normal course of things. Utah then asked the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court put the decision on pause. This doesn't mean that marriages for same-sex couples will never resume in Utah. All this means is that we'll be waiting for the 10th Circuit to reach its decision in the case.
Now, this has nothing to do with the Defense of Marriage Act case that happened last year, but I'm wondering if there is some of the logic in the California case that went along with DOMA last term, where the Supreme Court appeared to resist intervening in what they felt was a state process in California. They're doing the same thing here in Utah, but the outcome is very different.
Well, the cases are all somewhat related to each other in the sense that they all ask a fundamental question. Can the government have different rules for same-sex couples than it has for different-sex couples? You're right, though, that the California case from the Supreme Court's last term and this case both present the question about what can a state do? Can a state discriminate against gay couples in marriage? Last term, the Supreme Court avoided the question. But here, because the state of Utah is actually asking the higher courts to review the question about its marriage laws, there's more of a chance that the Supreme Court will ultimately have to confront the issue.
Finally, I see a process here whereby social mores change and all of a sudden something that was acceptable as social local standards becomes a 14th Amendment violation of due process and federal sort of principles. Is that what's going on here? And does this have implications way beyond same-sex marriage?
Well, I think what's going on here is that the country is moving toward recognizing that it is fundamentally unfair and unequal to have different marriage rules for same and different sex couples. It's part of the nature of our country. I mean, we have moved from a country that embraced slavery as consistent with promises, basic promises of the Constitution, to a country that not only rejected slavery but has rejected sex discrimination, has moving toward now rejecting discrimination against lesbians and gay men, and in particular same-sex couples.
The narrative
so it's part
continues.
Of the arc of the country moving toward equality.
Suzanne Goldberg, professor at Columbia Law School, where she's also the director of the Center for Gender and Sexuality Law. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.